The flag still flying in the morning? And now, of course, so that's not the question. The flag is flying everywhere. The question today is what is it flying over? And are we still brave enough to be free?
Peace and white.
That's a good thing. Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. It's all about the band here. We got a great, 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 great band. And, you know, I'm grateful for a lot of things, but near the top of the list is being able to play with these fine people. And I'm going to introduce them to you as the set goes on, but I'm going to start by introducing our drummer and our violin player on drums, a bit of a legend, Mr. Steve Gadd on the drums. From Nashville, Tennessee, a great singer and a great songwriter and recording artist. Please welcome Andrea Zahn.
Freaking high. can't believe we're here.
Andrea Zahn and Steve Gann.
I can't believe we're coming to
song about a. This next one is a song about a dog. A song about a dog. Sunny sky sleeps in the morning. He doesn't know when to rise. He closes his weary eyes upon the day. Look at him yawning. Through wind is worn and hours a week. He knows how to ease down slow, yeah. Everything is fine in the end. And you will be pleased to know. Sunny skies has a good friend. Sunny skies weeps in the evening. It doesn't much matter why. I reckon he has to cry from time to time. Everyone's leaving. Sunny skies has to stay behind. He knows how to ease down slow. Everything's fine in the end. You will be pleased to. Sort of the middle distance back there somewhere. So sort of the title track to an album a few albums ago. Thank you.
didn't seem to rattle at all. They were fused together, body and soul. Bad hearts roll with their backs against the wall.
Katie Markowitz. Kate Moore. And from Cleveland, originally from Cleveland, Ohio, please welcome Mr. Arnold McCullough. Arnold, is it? A song called The First of May, and it's a song about the beginning of spring, the end of winter. My dad always used to say something on the First of May every year. We'd wait for him to say it because it was like clockwork, you know. We'd see the day approaching on the calendar and we'd say, oh, here comes the First of May. Listen for Dad to say it. He'd get a sort of a wistful, far away look on his face and say, after a couple of drinks, he'd say, hooray, hooray, the First of May. Outdoor fucking starts today. Sorry. But we just thought it was something he liked to say, you know, and didn't give it much thought, but it turned out actually, over time, it turned out that he really meant it.
Well,
Ladies and gentlemen, playing percussion of all sorts, a man who can hit things and make music, originally from Cuba, citizen of the world, master of Latin percussion, please welcome Luis Conte. Luis Conte. Luis Conte. Playing a guitar, fantastic, the best there is, in my humble opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michael Landau. Mike Landau.
Thank you.
guessing what I'm working down. Can't be, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind you use pencil or remove. I'm handy with loving and I know. Fixing broken hearts, I know.
We lucked out on the weather. This is beautiful. Beautiful night, folks. Well, beautiful, beautiful Interdependence Day. This is lovely. This is a song off the last record, a song about another one of those place songs. It's about an actual geographic location. This one is called Montana.
I'm not smart enough for this life I've been living, a little bit slow for the pace of the game. It's not I'm ungrateful for all I've been given, but nevertheless just the same. I wish to my soul I was back in Montana, high on my mountain in deep in the snow, back in my cabin over the valley, under the blankets with you. tonic creation, erosion, mutation, something just to pleasure God's eye. The world is a wonder, lightning and thunder, the green of the ground as we fall from the sky. The old and new faces, tribes and races, thousands of places to try.
Say that, sir. Thank you. This part of the set seems kind of like a travel brochure.
Your state side, lose your love.
Here's another one of those songs that was also the title of an album. This song was written just a couple of miles from here while floating down the Housatonic River, particularly scenic stretch of the Housatonic. This is called October Road.
Better than a roll on the dark. Thank you.
Mike Landau, Larry Goldis. Playing the trumpet, originally from Salt Lake City, that's Walt Fowler, Walter Fowler. I'm playing the saxophone, standing right next to Walter there. Please welcome Lou Marini from the Blues Brothers. Lou, Lou. Time is just flying by. We're getting towards the end of the first set. We're going to take a brief intermission, a little break. I don't know why we do that. It just sort of became a thing. But it happens. So we'll turn on the lights and, you know, talk amongst yourselves. We'll just be waiting on the other side of the curtain. 20 minutes to go by, and then we'll come back out and play the second set, which is there are a few surprises. Mostly stuff that you won't be surprised to hear, perhaps. But But a couple of things. So yeah, an adequate set in many ways. And we do have a special guest for you tonight. Extremely special. So we'll do this next song, and we'll see you back here. Go wander around a little bit, but don't go far. Come back in 20 minutes, please. And joining our fantastic singing chorus here, please welcome my better half, the reason I'm here at Tanglewood, really, my wife, Kim.
Thank you. So we'll be right back. We'll be right back for the play the second set.
Burning hot beneath the sun, breezy
there I spoke. Jump up behind me, follow the road till we reach the sea. Jump up behind me, catch the tide and set old Dan free. Jump on up, jump up behind me. Christmas morning, felt the darkness fall away, even as the world was turning on.
Beautiful night. So thankful that the weather cooperated for us tonight. What a beautiful 4th of July fireworks night. It's a great thing. And thank you all for showing up. This is Tanglewood really is a great thing that's been established here up in the woods here in the Berkshires. So I encourage you to come back as often as you can, and sort of, as Tony Fogg says, who runs the place, hit the reset button. Come back here and enjoy it. Sort of slow down and get into the music. It's a great source here. This next song means a lot to me. It's the song that I wrote it in like 1967. It was one of my first songs. I auditioned for in London in 1968. I played it for Paul McCartney and George Harrison, and they had just started Apple Records, and they signed me. I was the first person signed to their label. So that was. I've told that story a million times, but it was an amazing thing to have happen. I sort of feel as though I sort of stepped through a door and the rest of my life was on the other side of it. And this is, I don't know how I got through this song. I was so nervous, but I managed to play it for him.
Well, there's something in the way she moves, or looks my way, or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. Feel fine anytime that she is around me now.
This next song, a song called Line 'Em Up, and it starts, the first verse starts in the Nixon White House.
Let's update that.
In the final hours of Nixon's administration, he's leaving office. He's said, I'm not a crook, goodbye. And but he had a staging problem, which always interested me. The problem he had was how to get from goodbye, I'm not a crook, to the helicopter, which was waiting to take him away. And I was interested to see how they solved that sort of exit problem, how they staged it. They lined up all of the White House employees in a long, long line, and Nixon went down the line shaking all of their hands for the last time. Perhaps for the first time, and at the end of the line, he was at the helicopter. Bob's your uncle. He was out of there. So I wrote this song, really about. It's not really a political tune. It's mostly just about how things kind of tend to line themselves up. It just happens. And the final verse, the last verse, I should explain perhaps too. The rest of the verses in between are just filler, really. And the final verse is, it takes place in Madison Square Garden. Somewhere in the late 70s, there was a mass wedding. The Reverend Sun Moon, he married something like 3,000 couples.
Really?
All at once, you know, just one huge... sort of a wave of matrimonial energy that spread out. It emanated from the Reverend, and it spread out over Madison Square Garden and just married everything that was in the place. Married. People walking outside Madison Square Garden too. Walking the dog, married, you know? And just, it was too powerful, and I've traced my steps back and tried to recreate it. I think I was outside Madison Square Garden that same night. I think that happened to me. Anyway, this is Line 'Em Up.
Oh, I remember a Richard Nixon back in 74, and the final scene at the White House door, and the staff lined up to say goodbye. Tiny tear in a shifty little eye, he said, nobody knows me, nobody understands. Little people were good to me, oh, I'm gonna shake some hands. Somebody lying.
You a special guest.
Yay!
She and I sort of came out of the box at the same time. We both sort of happened on the scene pretty much at the same very close to the same moment, and I've always loved her music, love working with her. We get to work together this summer, pretty much all summer long, which is going to be great for me. And very soon after my first album came out, she covered one of my tunes, the first one that we'll do here, and it's still my favorite cover that I've ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Raitt.
Tanglewood, especially with somebody who's put so much of himself into our lives and into this beautiful place. I'm so thrilled to be on tour with you this summer, James. Thank you. This is one of my all-time favorite songs by one of my all-time favorite people. What good is that happy life? All you wanted from made whole. this band and those beautiful singers. All right, time to turn the heat up a little bit on this 4th of July.
She can do it, too.
You know, a lot of us in the audience used to stare at those album covers and go, if he would just know how much I care about him. Well, I'm going to sing a song from Nick of Time that my friend John Hyatt wrote. James is kind enough to sing it with me. Are you ready for that thing, baby?
Ready for that.
Oh,
We'll try to get her back out here in a little bit. There's a young cowboy living on the range. His horse and his cattle, they're his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyon, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. Sits by his fire, just thinking about women and glasses of beer. Pours in his eyes as the doggies retire. He sings out a song which is soft, but it's clear, just as if maybe someone could hear. He says good night, all you moonlight ladies. Drop a line, my sweet baby Jane. With its deep greens and blues for the colors that you. Won't you let me go down in my dream? Yes, I rock a while, my sweet baby Jane. Now the first of December was covered with snow. Yes, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Thousand more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. There's a song that they sing when they take to the sea. Just can't remember who we send it to.
I've seen lonely dials and could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again.
Thank you, Tanglewood. Stop it. I'd like to introduce our bass player and our band leader, ladies and gentlemen, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mr. Jimmy Johnson. Ashamed of playing a fool. Arnold McCullough. Amazing Arnold McCullough.
Okay.
You know, this year we lost perhaps the founder of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, and so this, you don't really need an excuse to do a Chuck Berry tune, you know, it's just the best. I understand that the orbiting space station Explorer, as it heads out into the cosmos, as it passes the Kuiper belt and the Van Allen belt, has got some Chuck Berry on board, so that if any alien civilizations ever do visit us, they may already know about Chuck Berry. It'd be a good thing.
Never, never, never.
Well, it only remains for us to thank you again for showing up and for letting us play for you again tonight. I don't know how I got so lucky, but I don't appreciate it. Thank you so much for letting us play for you again. Tanglewood. Tanglewood is such a treasure. Such a treasure. Oh, sorry. Sorry, are you okay? Man, I don't know. The microphone is so hard.
But I can't sing.